38. Exactly how cantatas keep track of time has always intrigued researchers, and it has always been assumed that the insects must rely on an internal clock. Exactly how cantatas keep track of time has always intrigued researchers, and it has always been assumed that the insects must rely on an internal clock. Exactly how cantatas keep track of time has always intrigued researchers, and it has always been assumed that the insects must rely on an internal clock. Recently, however, one group of scientists working with the 17-year cantata in California have suggested that the nymphs use an external cue and that they can count. Recently, however, one group of scientists working with the 17-year cantata in California have suggested that the nymphs use an external cue and that they can count. Recently, however, one group of scientists working with the 17-year cantata in California have suggested that the nymphs use an external cue and that they can count. For their experiments, they took 15-year-old nymphs and moved them to an experimental enclosure. For their experiments, they took 15-year-old nymphs and moved them to an experimental enclosure. For their experiments, they took 15-year-old nymphs and moved them to an experimental enclosure. These nymphs should have taken a further 2 years to emerge as adults, but in fact they took just 1 year. These nymphs should have taken a further 2 years to emerge as adults, but in fact they took just 1 year. These nymphs should have taken a further 2 years to emerge as adults, but in fact they took just 1 year. The researchers had made this happen by lengthening the period of daylight to which the peach trees on whose roots the insects fed were exposed. The researchers had made this happen by lengthening the period of daylight to which the peach trees on whose roots the insects fed were exposed. The researchers had made this happen by lengthening the period of daylight to which the peach trees on whose roots the insects fed were exposed. By doing this, the trees were tricked into flowering twice during the year rather than the usual once. By doing this, the trees were tricked into flowering twice during the year rather than the usual once. By doing this, the trees were tricked into flowering twice during the year rather than the usual once. Flowering in trees coincides with a peak in amino acid concentrations in the sap that the insects feed on. Flowering in trees coincides with a peak in amino acid concentrations in the sap that the insects feed on. Flowering in trees coincides with a peak in amino acid concentrations in the sap that the insects feed on. So it seems that the cantatas keep track of time by counting the peaks. So it seems that the cantatas keep track of time by counting the peaks. So it seems that the cantatas keep track of time by counting the peaks.